This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio by
Arvind Viraj
and Christine Wong.
It is, of course, Fun Friday. We started off with a story about Elon Musk saying sorry, not sorry. And we asked your guys' opinion of what you thought about his non-apology to WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on Twitter at BFM Radio and Instagram at BFM Radio. Let's go with WhatsApp first. What have we got on there?
So on WhatsApp, in terms of Elon Musk's story, we have a Norm who just says it's a battle of egos, you know, and fact of the matter is there's one person on the ground, there's another person that is a good Samaritan. The one on the ground is clearly selfish and wants the merits of the mission for himself.
Good point.
And then we've got WhatsApp, this is a WhatsApp number ending in 2444, who says both people are at fault. If the end goal is to help, then comments should just be related to that and not insults, regardless if you're a hero or a CEO.
Anything over there, Arv?
No.
No? Okay. Keep them coming in, folks. 018-789-8899 for WhatsApp, on Twitter, at BFM Radio. Same for Instagram. We've got our next story coming up now. We will go back to the messages regarding this story as well in a few minutes. How scientists have said they can recreate living dinosaurs within the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Should we, shouldn't we?
Yes or no?
Let's get the story out of the way first before we go to the responses. Arvind,
yeah.
Convince people we should be doing this.
Yeah, so this is, when you say researchers, it's not just any researcher. It's literally the person who was the inspiration for the lead protagonist in Jurassic Park.
Dr. Alan Grant?
Yeah, the guy who Alan Grant was based on. Mm. So he was a consultant. He's been a consultant for all the Jurassic movies. So he's come in and said that, you know, dinosaurs do this, dinosaurs do that. They might do this. They should have sounded this way and stuff. Of course, the studios took a lot of liberties, but you know, he's been that guy. The main character in Jurassic Park has been based on this Dr. Jack Horner. So
life finds a way.
Of course. Yeah. Of course it does. So he is spearheading genetic research that could engineer dinosaurs back into existence within the next 5 to 10 years. So approximately 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somewhere there, middle ground. He believes that the key to recreating the prehistoric creatures lied in working with ancient DNA strands. But then further study found that DNA degradation over time has ruled out that possibility.
But
they found another way. So now what they're doing is even
life finds a way.
Yeah, is even freakier than before, because a group of scientists at Harvard and Yale have turned their eye to the modern day chicken. Because he has said, and other scientists have said, that chickens or birds, like modern day birds, are the
direct descendants
of dinosaurs, not lizards, as you know, as previously believed. So they say that we need to fix them so that they look a little more like a dinosaur.
Oh.
And what I mean is not putting a mask on the bird, but mutating the bird to replicate a dinosaur.
Okay.
Yeah. So the team has already made significant strides in mutating chickens back to the creatures from the ones they came from. Harvard scientists attempted a similar feat recently by inserting the genes of a woolly mammoth into elephants in order to recreate the extinct beasts. It didn't work, but they think that it might.
It didn't work.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So they've already flipped certain genetic switches in chicken embryos to reverse engineer the bird's beak into a dinosaur-like snout. And they say that
What did they call it? What did they call it?
A sneak?
No, they called it a chickenosaurus.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Chickenosaurus. Yeah.
You could at least come up with a more interesting name.
No, that's what they actually called it.
They're calling it a chickenosaurus.
Chickenosaurus. Yeah. They should have come up with a better name, I feel.
Okay, right. So
they could have. It sounds like a burger.
Right.
Yeah, it does indeed.
So we've had the discussion. We've talked about how they've attempted to do it. There's a clear divide in the studio, let's be honest, right?
Yes.
There's me and Arvind sat on one side of the fence. There's Christine on the microphone here shaking her head. There's Audrey at the back shaking her head.
Mm-hmm.
And shouting and screaming in the studio. Okay, Christine, just before we have... give me your comments first regarding this story.
So the short comment is no, and the long comment is no. Why? First of all, you know, this is talking about the guy that Jurassic Park is based on. And if people have seen the Jurassic Park franchise, we all know that introducing dinosaurs back into our universe is not a good thing.
Artistic license.
No. Listen, dinosaurs are huge. Dinosaurs are terrifying. Half of the dinosaurs could be cool and could be eating plants and stuff, and half of the dinosaurs just want to kill us, okay? So I would rather not die by dinosaurs, okay? I'd rather just die in my sleep peacefully of old age. I don't want anything to do with them. I feel like the dinosaurs, the meteor hit, they're dead for a reason. something happened. The universe is like, we don't need this. We need to make space so that humans can be on the Earth, and then they can ruin the Earth instead. Like, I'm out. I'm just so out.
Okay, so Arv gave me the story. Now, give me your opinion.
Yeah, so that was a completely, like, logical reasoning. But my reasoning is, it's cool.
No!
Yeah.
No!
I like that reasoning.
Yeah. So, because, I mean, if you go to the zoo, then you see, like, animals that you can see in, like, the jungles and stuff. Right. Which should be left out. But I would, you know, I'm just thinking, if I was, like, a five-year-old kid, I'd want to go see an actual dinosaur.
And think about the business opportunities of this, right? If you have an enormous dinosaur, right, a Brontosaurus or, or a Brachiosaurus or something like that, we know how big they are. And if this thing should happen to pass away naturally, think how many handbags we could make out of that.
No. Whoa, no. You do not get to bring back dinosaur from extinction just to make leather bags
out
of them.
If it's already dead,
No. Shut it down.
So
just an idea. Just throwing it out there.
You guys are such capitalists. Oh my gosh.
If there was an option, if I was given an option of how I was going to go, if you're going to kick the bucket, going by dinosaur would be like number two.
It would look great to your... Number two? What's number one?
Just extremely old age.
Extremely old
age.
But that's still number one is my point. Do you know what I mean? That's still number one.
Enough. Let's go to the messages we got via WhatsApp first.
We've got quite a few people who agree with me, basically. We've got YS just says, Jurassic Park? No. Didn't they make a movie about this? When will we ever learn? True.
Yeah, I think the movie was called Jurassic Park.
Yes, and then it didn't end well. Okay, never mind. The other thing is from WhatsApp number ending in 7272, who just says, we can't even find Joe Lo. How are we going to find dinosaurs, first of all?
Ooh.
But second of all, please don't bring back dinos. Great.
Okay. Any more messages anyway?
And then we just have one person who is on you guys' side, who is, this is from Keelan Tan, who just says, aren't those small mini dinosaurs in the movie cute?
Yes, they are.
They are. Yeah. But I just want to be in that scene where I get out of like my car and I'm wearing like a hat. For some reason, I have a hat. Uh-huh. And then you take it off and you just look at a dinosaur while some old guy tells you, like, welcome to Jurassic Park.
You want to be Sam Harris?
Sam Neill.
Okay. Folks, do keep tuning in, of course. Don't go anywhere. This is actually Biz Bites, believe it or not.
It is.
On Friday. It's Fun Friday, though. Our story, lead story today, despite it being the whole discussion about dinosaurs in the last few minutes, we have started off the show with a story about how Elon Musk has kind of apologized via Twitter regarding the thing he called the cave diver. He called the cave diver, basically he called him a pedophile, and then apologized via Twitter. Let us know what you think about his apology. Is an apology enough? 018-789-8899. Get us on WhatsApp that number, or get us on Twitter at BFM Radio, and of course on Instagram at the same handle. When we get back, another story about should we allow AI to predict our dreams? What do you think? Let us know. Time for a short break. We've got some Pearl Jam coming up with Hail Hail here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.